Hello, everybody. Welcome to Versus Pop Culture. My name's Tired McGee. Richard. With me is Johnny.
Always.
And Greg, I'm bad at math, Watson.
Yep. That's exactly what you said earlier.
Yep.
We're doubling down. And in case you're wondering what a double is, Greg, that's two.
Mm-hmm.
I had to take one swing. I'm sorry. I had to do it. It was a layup. And we're done here. I'm out for the week. Go in the Costanza. Finish on a high note.
How you guys doing today? Good day? Huh?
Nice and sunny. It's going to be warm. Going to get some Christmas decorations up finally.
Oh, we did that already.
And there's lots of news to share. And while we were trying to discuss what we can talk about on the podcast today, there's a fair bit of news to be able to share.
Yes. Okay. So, Johnny.
Yeah.
What'd you do this week, buddy?
Oh, you know, we watched Full Gear Saturday, and that was fun, and we made some food, and we had a good time. We had our friends up from Texas. And then we actually, it's been a hell of a week, actually. We bought furniture.
Ooh.
New furniture. I know we've reached a stage of adulthood where it's like, we are super pumped for new couches.
Yeah, that's that point.
And then following the furniture purchase, we rolled into Wednesday. And Ashley and I were at the Wintrust Arena for this week's recording of both Dynamite and Rampage. So we were there for the Full Gear Fallout. And then Thanksgiving, and just when you thought Thanksgiving couldn't get any more exciting, we also announced to the world that we are expecting a miniature in May of 2023.
A miniature dachshund?
Yeah.
It's a great name. I'm going to add that to the list. No, we are expecting our first child.
I was more excited about that than Thanksgiving.
I'm glad we could also give you a reason to be thankful on Thanksgiving, Greg. Yeah, we're really excited. It was nice that we finally got to be able to share our news. It's already been a wild journey. It's a little bit funny because we had to wait quite a while. It was hard for us to be able to share with our families. My dad, every fall, has like three or four different hunt camps that he goes to or fishing. So, we've known since before Spain, and we've literally held on to that information until Thursday when we were finally able to get both of my parents and Ashley's mom and her husband down to be able to share the news. And sure enough, there was a couple, wait a second, you knew for how long? It's like, yeah. Yeah, we did. The problem is that we can't trust nobody to keep a damn secret long enough so that it's still our news to share.
True.
So, yeah, we're be 16 weeks this Tuesday, and
congratulations.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm doing none of the work. I am doing zero of the work in this process right now.
Right now, yes.
My responsibilities are making sure that my lovely wife is fully fed, well-rested, and happy and healthy herself to make sure that the journey she is on right now is as easy as possible.
Yep.
So May 16th is our expected due date. We're over the moon, man. I mean, we've been buying things here and there. A couple things, you know, preemptively. We're buying.
I should probably order another Chelsea kit.
Yeah, the toddler like full kits are relatively inexpensive, and that's like the socks and the shorts and the kit.
Yeah, you get the football.
I mean, I know you're all ecstatic because Chelsea dumped on Madrid, so that's great. That's
That's
great.
okay. You know what? I don't mind Madrid. I've always been like back and forth with Madrid versus Barca.
Yeah.
But as far as a football team, Madrid is 10 times what Barca is.
They're also the Yankees, Greg. I would have liked that information before I ch decided to choose
They're
my team.
not really the Yankees. Barca is closer to the Yankees because they don't win shit.
No. I mean, but like the Yankees have the most championships. Like you look at that
Oh,
trophy case and it's an entire room
yeah.
itself.
Oh, La Liga doesn't count though. There's only like three good teams.
Wait a second.
Champions Leagues, they're good.
You're saying Atletico Madrid is not a top shelf option?
No.
You mean Seville is not going to like set any records or make their way to the Champions League?
When was the last time Atletico won the Champions League?
I couldn't tell you last time Atletico won a game. Yeah, no, it's I mean we're already full into soccer talk here, but hey, yes, just to double back a little bit, we are excited. Obviously, it's going to be a pretty wild trip. This is like our last Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas without kids. That
Yep.
is the craziest realization right now, and I mean it's I'm so pumped because then I get to be clever and think of ways to always convince the kids that Santa Claus came the night before because Santa Claus is real. I just have to
Elf
make
on,
sure
you can
the
do the
gift.
Elf on the Shelf thing? Because that's a lot of fun. That's a lot of fun.
I think we'll try to like twist it up a little bit, like keep the kids honest and go the like Krampus and just have it
Yeah.
be a thing where like every time they act up, the Krampus doll makes it closer and closer to their bedroom. I am
Starting.
getting the absolute death stare of all death stares right now.
I'm not giving any good ideas right here. Let's see.
So yeah, no, we're over the moon. I mean, it's something we both wanted to be able to do, and I know you guys and
Yeah.
Ashley think I'm going to be the biggest pushover, but I think there's evidence to the contrary already.
It's you will be. We all are, so don't lie. Life is
Challenge
how it
accepted.
works. So just wait till they look in you in the eye the first time. You're screwed. That's just how it works. Just don't fight it, man. Everybody tries to fight it, doesn't win. So
He's right.
Listen, Peanut Gallery. I've had enough of these shenanigans. We did just mention that the little bit of soccer talk we just had there. Greg, is the World Cup shaping up the way you expected it to?
USA, USA, USA.
The USA did do better than I thought they would,
Okay.
which was good. Argentina let me down, but that's okay. And Japan beat Germany, which was another shocker. Japan has a good team, but Germany is supposed to be a top five team,
Yeah.
and they didn't look like a top five team.
And like not even just that. They were up 1-0 and ended up dropping that 2-1.
Yeah. Argentina, it's how it works, man. It's the game just, it's people get up. Like you can tell with the US versus England match. US is playing great, England is playing mediocre.
Yeah.
There's no way that England should have lost or should have tied that match. They should have dominated. They have the
You think
players to
they
do it.
play down to their competition a little bit?
I think you're forgetting something.
Okay.
Very important.
Oh, geez, old peanut
Here comes
gallery,
the
what?
1776 nonsense.
USA, USA, USA.
No. Like the US has Tyler Adams, Musama, oh God, what's the guy from
Pusewich.
midfield? Yeah. And then Pulisic, yeah. Like that's it. That's literally who else. Like I think the goalie plays for Arsenal, like as a backup, or Man City as a backup. And that's it. And you have England has
but the U.S. is full of MLS players.
Right.
Obviously the greatest league in all the world.
Right.
The U.S. just played England in the World Cup and tied them. That's like playing England in the World Cup and beating them.
No, that's a tie.
That is not at all how that works.
I'm pretty sure it is.
U.S. has to beat Iran to get past. England just has to play.
That math doesn't work out.
Yeah, it's true.
Rich is also exhausted right now and running on about 2 hours of full rest.
Oh, you wish it was 2 hours.
No, I bet you do.
Pretty much, yeah.
Any interesting matchups to look forward to this weekend, Greg? Or was yesterday kind of like the peak of the...
Yesterday was like, it was kind of the peak.
Okay.
Today you have Mexico, Argentina, and France, and Denmark. So, yeah, Mexico, Argentina are going to be like a big one today.
Okay.
Tomorrow is Spain, Germany.
Okay.
That's going to be a big one. And I think the next big one after that's not until, yeah, the U.S., Iran, and then England, Wales. That's on Tuesday, the 29th.
Were you at all shocked that Belgium only put one goal past Canada's keeper?
No, because it was Belgium looks tired. Like, they look kind of burnt right now. And Canada does have a decent team. They're not amazing, but they're good. So it's not like playing, you know, Qatar or something.
Are all those Qatar footballers just going to miraculously disappear after this tournament if they don't do well?
Oh, they were never going to do well. I think they're one of the only ones that are already eliminated. Like they're close. They have 0 points. No, I think they are eliminated. Because if they win, they only have three. Yeah, I think they were the first team eliminated.
That's so funny.
Because Netherlands and Ecuador both have 4 points, and Senegal only has three, and they only play one more match. So the most points they could have is three, which puts them minimum third place. So
yeah. I'm literally the Jerry Seinfeld GIF right now. It's a shame.
Right.
Greg, other than soccer, what'd you get up to this week?
That's kind of really all I've really done is watch a bit of that and play a bit, little bit of Valheim.
Okay.
If you were thinking to yourself, wow, I wonder what they used to eat when they would watch gladiatorial combat at the Roman Colosseum. Recently, archaeologists have unearthed snacks from the Roman Colosseum that would have been served during combat.
If this doesn't end in a pun, I'm going to be so mad.
They were figs, grapes, cherries, blackberries, and walnuts. And olives.
I'm really
so next
shocked.
Time you go to a baseball game, just pack yourself a nice little pack of olives and you can eat like you're at a Roman Colosseum.
Oh, that's funny.
In all seriousness, that's actually a true story. But
that's kind of cool.
Here's my real question for you. So occasionally, you know, they'll be digging around somewhere and they'll be like, hey, we just found a giant cask of wine. If you happen to be in Italy and they unearthed a 2,000-year-old cask of wine while you were there, would you drink it?
Nope.
Nope.
Oh, my God.
You'd be blind.
Yeah, there's something bad about that.
I'm pretty sure there's not. I'm pretty sure that they're just like, here's some wine. Have a cup, baby.
I'm not sure that's how that works, Richard.
Okay, hold on.
I'm not a scientist, though, so I don't know.
Can you drink 2,000-year-old wine? Obviously, if it's on the internet, it has to be true. Let's see. Can you drink old wine? Yes. Can you drink old wine? Yes. Oh, here we go. From 2018. You can probably still drink the world's oldest bottle of wine.
Can probably.
Murky contents have sat undisturbed for 1,700 years. This 1.5 liter bottle can still be drank, probably. You're somewhere that has a German bottle of wine that is somewhere in the range of 1,700 years old. And they're like, hey, Greg, we're going to shake it up so that this mixture of murky shit starts to look like wine again.
No.
You want a little sniff?
Nope.
Nope.
I don't sniff. I don't want drink. Nothing. Get that shit away from me.
You can put that right back up on the shelf where it belongs. No.
Okay.
Also, German wine, no.
Oh, German wine's supposed to be really good back then.
If it was Roman wine, Greg would be like, hold on, wait, I'm interested.
The blood of innocence. No. No.
It wouldn't have blood in it.
It's a no for me, dog.
I still wouldn't drink it, but I'd think about it more than what if it was Roman.
Now you find a 2,000-year-old bottle of bourbon. I don't know. That's going to be like 10 grand per shot.
Johnny.
Yeah.
First off, I want to say congratulations on your impending baby.
Thank you. As I said, I'm doing none of the work here.
I would like to give Greg's advice to you from a few minutes ago. Just a second. Once that child looks you in the eye, all bets are off.
Yep. And no judgment here. Like, I don't care.
Here's the other thing I'm going to tell you right now. Right now, you don't have a baby.
Yeah.
In, give or take 6 months, you will have a baby.
Yeah.
And for the next 6 months, you're going to be sitting there looking around being like, why are they doing that? I would never do that with my baby. Well, they're doing what with their 5-year-old? I would never do that.
Oh, don't worry. It's happening for about 4 years.
And the minute that baby's in your arms, you're going to be like, huh. And then one day, that baby's going to come to you and they're going to be like, Daddy, I want to adopt an elf on the shelf. And you're going to be like, I always said I would never.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be like, but Daddy, all the kids at school have an elf on the shelf, and they're so much fun. They do stuff during the night, and blah, 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 blah. And you're going to be like, fuck. Okay, we will adopt you an elf on the shelf.
Oh, you didn't hear the part where I had my counteroffer for that idea?
I'm pretty sure your counteroffer is, yes, honey, sure.
I mean, that's the offer all the time, but I thought it was funnier to get a Krampus doll, and then if the kid misbehaves, when they wake up in the morning, it's like 2 feet closer to the bedroom.
Yeah, no, they're not gonna do that. They're not gonna do that at all. All I know is that our two elves, because one elf isn't good enough, she needed two elves as of last year. Our two elves were here until 3:30 in the morning decorating a Christmas tree.
Well, does the tree look good?
The tree looks fantastic. So.
I'll keep that in mind. I'll let you know. I'll let you know how this plays out. It's a bold strategy.
I think we all know how this plays out.
I know. I'm getting the stare from across the room right now. It's fine.
Yeah. This whole strategy ends with, oh, she's so cute. Yes, sweetie. I'm well aware of how this strategy plays out.
No, it's one of those things. We've been looking at some of the cool and fun stuff that we can do, and I mean, it's always been important to us that we can still travel when we have a little one, and that so
oh.
like we're
you know, You know it's your best friend, right? Papoose.
I beg your pardon?
A papoose.
Oh, I didn't hear the first part of that. All I heard was the poos. And I was like, what?
No, a papoose is going to be your best friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, for anyone who does not have a small child or has not watched Doctor Who with Craig in it, a papoose is a carrier that you put on your front and you slip the baby into, and then you carry that baby around. And holy cow, they are fantastic. And they also are so relaxing because you'll put the baby in and the baby will just be like, oh, I'm asleep here now. And then you have a sleeping baby like cuddled up to your chest. And it's just like, oh, I'm walking in 75 degrees outside, but I'd sure like to find somewhere to just lay down.
Well, congratulations. I believe you've already sold my wife based on that description alone.
There is nothing more relaxing than having a baby sleep on you.
We'll be looking forward to that. There's just a great number of things that we are excited for, and I think just getting that first moment is really, really, really close to number one right now. We're ecstatic.
Yep.
Are you going to find out the gender before or after?
We will probably find out right around the shower.
Okay.
Whenever that happens to be.
You said it right around the shower. Like, why would you take the baby into the shower then? Sorry, my brain was...
That's our Greggy.
So my brain was like, why?
All right, Greg's on coffee duty today. I'll send you my address. Richard obviously is requiring it himself. Actually, Richard just needs a Mountain Dew. Full flavor.
No.
Full flavor.
I had some of those last night. I think that's why I'm like, me die now.
I mean, other than the fact that that color doesn't naturally occur on Earth anywhere, yes.
So I watched a few things this week. One of them is the Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special, which has massive implications for the MCU. You guys would not believe the stuff that goes on in that. I'm joking, and I'm not going to talk about that. We will get into the Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special soon, but not today, because Mr. Johnny has not watched it yet.
Neither has Greg.
No. Hey, Greg is not watching it, though, because Greg is the living embodiment of Scrooge.
Pretty much, yeah.
I also watched Spirited, the new Ryan Reynolds, Will Ferrell version of A Christmas Carol that came out on Apple TV.
How was it?
I enjoyed Spirited quite a bit. I will be completely honest with you, from some of the trailers, I did not go into it super enthused.
Right.
But it had some positive word of mouth. So I headed towards it with, a little bit of hope in my heart. And I liked it. I liked it a lot, actually. So if you are a fan of the seemingly yearly remakes of A Christmas Carol, I think you'll probably like this. It is legitimately a good movie.
Like, how many times are we going to remake this film?
Many.
Also, the Muppet version was the best version.
This was pretty good. I would put this up there with Scrooged.
Okay.
If you are considering to yourself sitting down with your Apple TV Plus subscription, after you watch A Charlie Brown Christmas, you're like, oh, what else am I going to watch? Because Ted Lasso has been back on for a couple months. Check out Spirited.
Why'd you have to give me the bad news with the good news?
I mean, it just finished filming, so we knew it wasn't coming back tomorrow.
Lie to me, Richard.
Ted Lasso coming soon. actually, I had to laugh. and Reds fans will bristle when I say this next name, but Jim Bowden on Twitter listed TV series he was excited for and when they were coming out. And he listed Ted Lasso season 3 and listed it as coming out in spring.
Mm.
And all these people on the Ted Lasso subreddit were like, oh my God, who is this guy? He's breaking news. And I'm like, listen here. If you're going to take what Leather Pants has to say as gospel, you need to understand a couple things. Number one, the man is a notorious liar. Number two, he works in baseball. He has no idea when Ted Lasso is coming out.
Yeah.
So take all of this with a grain of salt.
Just give me what I want.
I also watched Fat Man, the 2020 movie starring Mel Gibson.
I'm surprised you hadn't seen this yet.
You know, here's the thing. It came out in 2020, which was a bad time for me to try to see a movie. And then I just kind of forgot about it until I was talking to my brother-in-law about Violent Night. And he was like, hey, did you ever watch Fat Man? And I was like, no, I kind of forgot about it. He goes, oh, you know, it's on Peacock. And if you tell me a movie is streaming for free on a service that I already own, I'm going to watch that. So, yeah. I enjoyed it. It was weird. It was really weird. I found it interesting. I don't think that they actually referred to him as Santa, like, directly at any point in the movie.
But it's, like, implied heavily and at multiple different points.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's very clear that he is Santa Claus.
Yeah.
But it's not, like, I think the little boy might call him Santa once or twice.
Yeah. Greg, I think this would be something that you'd watch and be like, this is fucking awesome. Like, it's not a good movie, but like, it's one that you watch and you're like, you know what? I'm glad I watched that. Like, you're not going to make it a yearly thing like, oh man, I can't wait for my new Christmas tradition of watching Fat Man with Mel Gibson. But like, as a one-off, you know what it reminds me of is the opening sequence of Scrooged with that, like, oh God, what was the name of the film where he comes in and he's skiing and he's just like shooting everybody?
Oh yeah.
This is literally what I would expect that movie, had it been real, to look like. Was it Bronson? Was it Charles Bronson?
I think so. Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah. It's the opening sequence in Scrooged has this like action film where like Santa slays or something like that. This whole movie, God damn. Yep. What a great surprise it was the year this came out.
So yeah, if you're looking for a real weird Christmas movie that you will not watch with your children, yeah, you can give this a shot. It's on Peacock. basically, Santa is a little old and a little cantankerous. And a small child is basically a massive asshole with an unlimited bank account at his disposal.
Yeah.
And he starts doing a lot of really shady stuff, calling in hits, stuff like that. And Santa gives him a lump of coal, which causes him to call in a hit on Santa. The Hitman has had a vendetta against Santa since he was a small child. And the Hitman is played by Walton Goggins. If you are a fan of Justified, you know who that is. That's Boyd Crowder.
He was also in Sons of Anarchy, and he played the villain that was trying to buy the tech from
Ant-Man.
In Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Very distinctive looking human being.
Yeah, and a very great voice.
Yeah.
Last but not least, I watched Disenchanted, the sequel to 2007's Enchanted.
Amy Adams.
Amy Adams is still in it. Patrick Dempsey is still in it. Idina Menzel and James Marsden are both in it again. As well as bringing in Maya Rudolph, Jemma Mays, and Yvette Nicole Brown. It had an interesting turn to it. Basically, they've been living in the real world for however long, and they are given a magic wand from their fairyland, which I cannot remember the name of, like Arlandia or something like that, that allows them to make wishes. And Amy Adams makes a wish to be living a fairy tale life. And does not consider the consequences of that. Among the consequences, since she is now a stepmother to Patrick Dempsey's daughter, she starts to turn evil as an evil stepmother. hilarity ensues. If you were a fan of the original Enchanted, I think you'll like this. My daughter liked it. Yeah, that's really all I've got to say about it, just to be honest with you.
Okay. Probably not something I'm going to, like, go out of my way to throw on my TV at any point, but...
Yeah, yes, it is. Yeah, it's going to happen. Remember that whole conversation about looking into the baby's eyes?
Okay.
And then being like,
but if you have
four or 5 years from now, that's going to be so far down the priority list at that point. It's not even going to exist in our world.
You say that, yet Enchanted came out, what, 6 years before Julie was born, and she's seen it.
That's fine. I hope she enjoyed it. It's... No. No. You know what? I'll ask my beautiful wife, have you ever seen the film Enchanted? And when she says no...
I hear her saying yes in the background right now.
You're full of shit. You can't hear nothing.
Anyway...
I didn't mute my mic at all while she was off on a tangent about how many times she's seen it. Oh, shit. I'm glad you got to enjoy that, man. Like I said, there's just so many movies that, like, I'll be able to sit down and watch through a different lens when it's like sitting down to watch it with our kid. Okay, so you had Fat Man, Disenchanted. Was there anything else on your list? Guardians, you watched. Is that the gamut for you for this week?
Pretty much, yeah. That's all I've got to say about that. We obviously had Thanksgiving, had a great time, got to see a lot of family.
Yeah.
We have the Mrs. Family Christmas for her side of the family today.
Ooh, it's exciting.
It seems to be good. I'm excited for the coming week.
I mean, we didn't even get to get out to Black Adam, which I'm sure at some point it'll end up being HBO Max anyway.
And that is kind of what it comes down to. It's like, man, I want to watch Black Adam. I want to watch, Black Panther. Like, there are a lot of movies in theaters I actually want to watch, and I don't have time for those.
Yeah.
So, like, this movie that's had no marketing put to it, and I know will be on Disney Plus probably by Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think we even agreed, like, Black Panther is probably the last thing we're going to see for the next little while. I mean, we might try to make it out to see the next Shazam. Avatar sure shit isn't happening.
Yeah, I'm going to be drugged to Avatar.
Yeah. Luckily, my wife is one of the best people I know, and she understands that there is a million things I'd rather suffer through than watching the next Avatar film.
Me too, brother. I think we'll probably drag Greg with us to Avatar.
Yep.
Because Greg knows the best way to watch Avatar, and we need a designated driver for that.
Mm-hmm. Greg's chaperoning Avatar.
Oh, no. Amy's going to be the designated driver.
Oh, shit. Okay.
That's the best way to watch Avatar.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, Greg's really excited to just sit there and watch Richard get drunk right now.
Nope. Me and Greg are going to be sitting at Chatters, the Showcase Cinema bar beforehand, drinking butter beer.
1,000-year-old wine. There you go.
Greg, do you think the 7 butter beers is enough to watch the movie? It's 3 hours long. We need more. Okay.
Greg's just gotta take one of those like little fancy like chest packs that you can fill up with booze. And then you can just like sneak the sip while you're sitting there watching it.
Greg's just gonna have a flask.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
He's too classy for the chest packs. He'll have a flask. Although now that you said it, having one of those camel humps with the little squirty thing.
Yeah.
That does sound like Greg.
It's just efficient. I don't have to get up.
Right.
You get a catheter installed, then you don't have to leave.
It's Avatar. There will be plenty of periods that you can get up and go out and go to the bathroom and not miss a damn thing.
As long as Greg doesn't take his phone, you'll be fine. If the phone goes, Greg's not coming back.
No, it's when the drink goes that you know there's a problem. Greg stands up, you see him gathering up, you know, popcorn, candy, and a drink, and you're just like, oh no.
Greg's going home.
Go to the bathroom. No, you don't, you dirty liar.
Well, I didn't say where I was going after. I just said I was going to the bathroom now. Richard, one last thing that we did get to do this week.
Yeah!
I mean, we watched Full Gear. You watched Full Gear.
I enjoyed Full Gear.
It was decent. Probably one of their better pay-per-views that they've had in a while.
Yes.
And then somehow, that rolled into Wednesday here in Chicago.
Dynamite!
Let me start with the things I enjoyed. House of Black. Malakai being back. Awesome. Great moment. Pretty cool. I don't know how it looked on TV. I hope it had the same effect as it did in person, which probably didn't. I liked the Mox bit until Brian came out and did his weird spiel.
I enjoyed that.
That was odd. And then, you know, I was excited to see the Death Triangle Elite.
Yes. You're muted or something. I'm like,
the trios
dead air that I don't want to cut.
The Trios Championship was not my favorite thing. The match itself was decent. And I'm really looking forward to the Cornette Experience this week and the drive-thru. Because he is going to absolutely lose his marbles at the dozen or so times that the Elite thought it would be funny to make references to CM Punk.
I'm sorry, you're looking forward to the Cornette Experience?
It's as painful for me as it is for you, but I have a sneaking suspicion that my frustrations with their pettiness is just gasoline on the fire for Jim Cornette.
Brother, the elite existing and breathing is gasoline on the fire for Jim Cornette.
Yes, I know this. But it's going to be even better. Here's the thing. They did better. One of two things. They did one of two things on Wednesday. They either guaranteed that this whole thing is a work, or they proved Punk's points that he made about them and their character. That's all that happened. And it's really frustrating. They could have done the match. They could have hit the spots. They didn't need to do what they did. Right down to Kenny biting. I just... Really? Really? Is that what we needed? Is that what had to happen?
I mean, you say all that.
But if there's a pending lawsuit, do you think it's wise to just continuously, publicly defame the guy?
It doesn't matter. They leaned into being heels where they were. It's no different than Shawn Michaels coming out in Montreal and having them play Bret Hart's music and then shitting on Montreal. It's the same thing.
Because WWE owned the rights to Bret Hart's music. There's no potential legal ramifications from doing that.
There's no legal ramifications to this either.
Oh.
This isn't... Look, they didn't say a word about him. They didn't. They did a bunch of shit in the ring to get a crowd hostile. They leaned into being heels where they were because they knew they were going to be. It's not like slander covers doing a buckshot lariat better than some other guy. Or, you know, biting somebody in the ring because, you know, his attack dog bit you, who happens to be a human. I don't know, man. I don't see this as being like this big egregious sin. Was it stupid? Yeah. Was it overplayed? Yeah. They could have got away with doing a lot less and still gotten a lot of heat for it. But no, I just look at this as the same thing that happens in wrestling literally like two times a year. When you have somebody who uses someone else to get a bunch of heat using backstage politics that are known or, you know, something else stupid like that. It's... doesn't bother me, even if I think it was overplayed.
I don't know, man. I don't appreciate that they just continuously try to poke at it. Yeah, right down to Colt Cabana facing Jericho on Dynamite the day the investigation ended. The pettiness, I think, is rubbing me the wrong way a lot.
I don't see a problem with Colt Cabana facing Jericho either, just to be honest. I just see that as a natural progression of that storyline. And if you were planning on bringing Colt back onto Dynamite at some point, I just don't see a difference between bringing him back then or bringing him back now or bringing him back in January or whenever. People are going to point at it no matter what and be like, CM Punk.
The day that they wrapped the investigation, though. The day that they wrapped the investigation. Come on. If you don't think they'd be petty enough to do that, but then do what they did this past Wednesday. I just think they're children. Like, literally, his one comment, he was not wrong. They're children. But that's okay, because I got Malakai back, and hopefully they keep the trio's titles as far away from the Elite as they can be. Okay, let's shoot Greg a message and wake him up. Someone hit the alarm. Hit the buzzer. It's over.
I thought about it.
Thanksgiving is over. Anything to report from either one of you guys?
I've reported many things about random movies that released very recently.
Thanksgiving.
Yes, I understand.
Anything exciting? Greg, where'd you order from?
I didn't order from anywhere. I had Thanksgiving on Monday.
Oh, nice. Whatever. Okay. And you have leftovers until Christmas?
Pretty much, yes. That's how it works, right?
Yeah, man. That's the whole point. You just got to, like, parlay that into a couple weeks worth of food. It's fantastic. About beyond that, any plans moving into the official holiday season? Greg, there's no Christmas lights up around your room. I gotta say, it's alarming.
Never will be.
You can get you get the ones that just match the colors of Chelsea. Why not?
But then I have to put them up around my room.
It doesn't take that long, I promise.
But I don't have any.
So. Staple gun for the win. Just ching, 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 ching. Done.
They'd be up all year. They wouldn't be up just in Christmas.
Hey, man, my grandma leaves her Christmas tree up year-round. It's been up for like 20 years.
We have neighbors that I'm actually really jealous about. They got permanent Christmas lights.
Oh.
Have you guys seen those?
No.
It's where they put... you know, they put Christmas lights all the places they'd normally be, but they're not just, like, standard Christmas lights. They're, like, uniform, and they're, like, screwed into, like, drilled holes. And they look incredibly nice, and they're also computer programmable to where you can set them to be different colors for different things. So, like, 4th of July, they turn red, white, and blue. You know, Halloween, they'll turn them orange, etc. And it's like, God damn, those are really nice, but they're also really expensive.
I'm kind of into this because it seems like that just streamlines the process.
Oh, it does. And literally, they have them on, like, I don't know, probably 3/4 of the year since they put them up. And they literally just go in and they're like, Halloween time, these are orange now.
So we could do orange and purple for Halloween. And then yep. Do all the fun ones for the other holidays.
Yeah, see, Greg? Like, oh, look, it's Labor Day again. Red, white, and blue.
Whatever team you cheered for that day, Greg, you can tell people who your bias leans to.
Just assuming I have my camera on.
That's true. That's true. I think that's about it. I mean, everyone's still kind of coming down from Thanksgiving. Richard, I know you got a crazy day today, which apparently... by this time next week, we'll be even crazier.
Dude, it is. Next week is... I think that we backed it off to where we're only doing two things. But it's like... Reds Fest is on Saturday.
What's it like to have a baseball team that still does a fan fest? Dude, can you tell me?
Have you never been to Reds Fest?
No, and they just canceled Sox Fest the last 2 years.
Dude, they haven't had Reds Fest, I don't think, since 2020. Like, I think that the last one was in 2019. And this is really, like, I really want to go to it, but that there's so much other shit happening. Reds Fest, Lebanon does a horse-drawn carriage parade on Saturday. They do two of them. They do one at 11 a.m. They do one at 7 p.m. So if you miss the morning one, you can come to the night one.
Mm-hmm.
Night one's way better, by the way. Christmas lights. My niece's birthday, GalaxyCon Columbus. My realtor's running her movie, which was when we were going to see Strange New Worlds. And there's a bunch of other stuff too. And it's just like, I can't make all this happen. Like, it's not even taken into account that Julie's got to do flippy shit at 10:15 in the morning. So I'm just like, okay, some things are going to have to give here because we can't do flippy shit and GalaxyCon Columbus and make it back in time for my niece's birthday. So I guess we're not going to go to my niece's birthday. Kidding, obviously.
Uh, Craig's like, no, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Greg would never miss a small child's birthday he was invited to.
True.
It's fair.
So, yeah, it's just like, oh my god, there is so much stuff to do. So much stuff. I think what we've come to the conclusion of is that we're going to have to go to GalaxyCon Columbus on Friday. And we're going to miss out on 13. But I'm not really shedding any tears over that. And that's just going to have to be how it is.
You'll survive it, and I'm looking forward to hearing all about it next week.
Yeah, since we're not going to GalaxyCon Columbus on Saturday, we will hear about it because we'll be recording a podcast on Saturday, which wasn't even included in the 17 other things that are happening on Saturday.
I'm glad we could be a service. I know Greg and I are both very proud to make sure that, you know, you're not just resting on your laurels. We're trying to keep you honest.
Right.
It has been really funny because, like, I've talked to Amy about a bunch of stuff, and, like, every time I'm like, oh, wow, this is happening. When is that happening? Oh, it's happening on the evening of the 2nd, or, oh, it's happening on the 3rd, or... And it's always those 2 days that, like, everything is happening. Like, you know, Amy's a massive fan of Reba McEntire, has been her whole life, and she's playing in Columbus. And I'm like, oh, wow, when's that happening? That'd be a great Christmas gift. Oh, it's next weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. No, y'all aren't going anywhere. That'll be good, man. You get to wake up nice and early on Saturday. We'll help get you ready for all the events of the day, and you'll be fine. We'll infuse that wonderful brand and particular style of energy that only Greg and I can produce.
I'm looking forward to next week, in part just for it to be over. Like, there's so much stuff and so little time. But I'm also looking forward to next week because there's a lot of cool things. And, like, I'm really excited to go to my niece's birthday party. She is an amazing tiny human. actually, here's a funny one from her yesterday. My niece is 7. And I'm not sure how exactly my mom started it, but my mom, since she was tiny, instead of calling Julie Julie to her, called her Miss Julie. So my niece, so as long as she's been able to talk, has called my daughter, who is 9 and only 2 years older than her, Miss Julie. So yesterday we were out doing our Black Friday shopping. And one of the things that we will generally do on Black Friday shopping is if we take my daughter with us, you know, we meet up with my aunt, we meet up with my sister. And my, like, we'll walk through the aisles, and if my daughter points something out that she wants, I'll be like, yeah, here, aunt, get this for her. And so we did that, and my niece saw it go in the cart.
Oh, no.
And she comes up to me and she goes, I saw you do that. And I'm like, uh-huh, not a big deal. Just, it's a secret. It's great. I need to tell Miss Julie she's getting what she wants. And I'm just like, no, you don't need to tell Miss Julie that, I promise. She goes, no, I need to go tell Miss Julie. And I'm like, no, sweetie, it's a secret. A secret. You don't need to tell Miss Julie anything. Yeah. And then she just kind of sat there for a second, quietly staring at me, and she goes, where's Miss Julie at? I'm like, dude, stop. Do you understand what a secret is? And she just sat there staring at me like, your lips are moving, but you're saying words that I don't know. Like, secret? What could that possibly mean? So
you'll be fine.
it's yeah, anyway, doesn't matter. I'm looking forward to next week. I'm looking forward to next week's show. Hopefully
I will watch Guardians Christmas special, holiday special with Ashley before then, and we will give a full review. We're both very excited for it.
Yep.
But that's all we got for you all this week. Thank you all for listening if you have somehow made it this far. And have a good week, everybody.